Whoa, love it, love it. To me, it's reminiscent of something that you'd find on the White Album or something, an outcut from the White Album. Is that a compliment to you?
Yeah? Yes, it is.
It's brilliant. You write the songs, do you, Dave?
It's all like a collaboration of each member of the band. Like,
yeah?
With this song, like, it was Ronan who kind of had the initial guitar tune and a melody, and all the band came around that, you know?
Excellent. I was watching Ronan and Robbie there. They came within about sort of a millimetre of bashing fretboards against sound boxes and that. But you made it through. This is the cramped roast studio. We like to keep it nice and intimate. Lear, okay. Was it the first band for all of you, or have you been in other bands before? It was the first band for all of you. And you stuck together the 3 years, even though it was probably a serious struggle for the first two, was it? No?
Not really, no.
So you've been charmed, boys, then, yeah?
We always enjoyed what we were doing, you see.
Yeah?
I always thought we were the best band ever.
You
no
did?
Where we were.
Are you
no
serious?
No matter what stage and time we were, we always thought we were the best band ever.
You know? And you still do.
Better than Led Zeppelin.
I knew Craig was going to be trouble. I knew when he walked into the room, I said, that guy's going to be trouble here today. Because you need one in the band, don't you? Who came up with the name, then? L-I-R, Lear.
It was Ronan. Lear. We needed a name, you know. We used to be called Uproar, and it was a terrible name, so we decided we'd change it anyway. So Lear, it'd be unusual for a band outside of Ireland to get that, you know, so later on you wouldn't have to change your name. And apart from that, there's something nice and mystical.
Well, excuse my ignorance, but what does Lear mean?
Well, there was an Irish chieftain called Lear.
Oh, was there? Ah, yes. I should. Ah, I think I went to school with one of his nephews. I'm not. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, an Irish chieftain. So, quite honestly, though, I know you were going on, Craig, about being the best as soon as you formed on that. But you, when did you get your first, what you would call, this is it, it's a serious gig, was it?
We always look at every gig coming on as the most serious.
Yeah,
that's what keeps us going.
One of the most, like, that really, like, started, we couldn't believe it, was we played the Earl Grattan in January of 90, and it was really, you know, was packed, and we couldn't believe it, like, the attendance, and it was brilliant.
Was it well advertised beforehand, or what?
Not really, it was just...
News, that was about it, you know, it was plugged in the North Sea paper, and that was it.
Yeah.
It was just the fact, it was just really, it was just great, and it was a great gig, you know.
And you've kept a following that follow you around to gigs, I'm sure now you have a core of it. I'm amazed every week. I mean, the bands that are coming through, you all have a different stamp to you, you know, and it's terrific that imagination is there. But I think I would fear if I was there in your position and you sort of look around and you say, there must be 50, 60 bands out there and they're all looking for the same gigs and the same circuit, you know. So, but then, of course, Craig would say, well, we're the best, so you'd get
that's
gigs.
Not a joke, that wasn't.
Oh, no, I didn't laugh at all.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, what it meant was, like, at any stage, we just always said to ourselves, what we're doing is great. Put it that way, like, that was just exaggerating, like, better than Led Zeppelin. What we were doing was we were saying to ourselves, well, this is great what we're doing. We're making music. We couldn't care less what it is. We didn't want to know if it was bad or good or indifferent. We just said to ourselves, like, this is great stuff that we're doing.
You know what I mean? And it is, in a sense, original.
Yeah.
Because, like, so many people can't categorize us.
That's true.
You can say you sound like a bit like this and a bit like that, but overall...
Absolutely, and I gave you the White Album thing.
Steal some water.
The executive producer of the Sunday Roast, Liam Thompson, has just told me the Children of Lear is the legend of kids turning into swans. Any feathers around or anything like that? No. Okay, well, what happens? Recording now. What happens now? Do you get a deal? Have you got a deal? Are you looking for a deal? Have you been approached with an offer?
Well, we've just recently we've done the Redwood there that's.
But it's not out yet. That's
no,
just,
no,
that's
no.
From
that
the
has
desk.
To be, we're gonna finish mixing that in the next 2 weeks. But
it's very long and moody, though, for an introductory single to people that are not already fans. That's my opinion. I think it's a brilliant song, and it'd be a great album track, or maybe a second follow up. You know,
maybe so. Yeah.
But do you not think that you might need something that just cuts through a little bit more?
Well, that's just a demo tape that we did live last.
Don't apologise for us. Don't apologise for us, Roman. Come on, you're a grand.
Sorry.
You did that, though, but did you do it for a company, is what I'm asking you?
We've done a song. It's called A New Song. That's what it's titled as. And we've got on this NMS, I think it's a seminar in New York, and we've got onto a CD, which is distributed over there once you get on it. So we've been picked for that with Halcyon Days, actually.
Brilliant.
So hopefully we'll be going over there and... We'll talk to a couple of people. Yeah.
Gigged outside Ireland yet at all?
No.
Are you going to try the London gigs, the Fiddler and the Powerhouse and places like that? Go to America first. Yeah. Well, of course, I suppose if you've been picked up on this option, you might as well.
We have a little bit of time because we're young.
Yeah, so young lads. And, I'll let you plug your gigs after another song. I want another song from you. What are you going to do?
Softball.
Look at me shake
here. Softball. Okay, shake your boogie.